hi, ye. I declare myself pickled pink about...
Yo, Dave, what's my fan of Giggles?
Dave and Giggles, it's not trash.
I think you just became my personal hero.
Everyone in this room is now dumber for having listened to it.
Ah, fuck it, dude. Let's go bowling.
Oh, you betcha, yeah.
Yeah.
Shut up! Shut!
Well, I'm going to hell.
I got my hair out. I got my muscles out. Giggles going all out.
All right.
Yeah.
It's a snow show.
Snow show.
Big snow show.
Big snow show.
Well, we tried to get going at what time?
Three.
What time is it now?
It's 3:55.
Oh, man. Well, at least we got it in the 3 o'clock hour.
Yeah, that's good. That's good.
Real good. Real good.
Big things are happening, dude. We got a lot of dudes in the studio.
We got a lot of dudes in the studio. A lot of good dudes.
A lot of real good dudes.
Real good dudes.
Really
so
good
dudes.
So
what's going on?
Well.
What have you been up to?
Just been out there, been producing.
I am Dave. Across from me today is Giggles.
Giggles on the south side. Usually I'm on the north side.
Yeah,
we're switching it up a little bit.
We are switching it up. It's nice. You can call us at 646-915-9228.
And call in, because we like that.
We do like that.
I love it.
We'll keep an eye on it. Give us a call. Who do we got in the studio today?
Well, we got Jailhouse Joe eating a bowl of pasta.
All right, we got a caller.
We got a caller? Really? Joe left.
Caller, you're on the air.
Caller?
They hung up on us.
What was the area code?
571.
I don't know that area code.
All right, we're going to...
No.
Caller, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yeah, buddy.
Hello, can you hear me?
I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Oh, yeah, this is Dave.
Yeah.
Dave and Giggles.
Oh, this is great. I love this show. How you guys doing?
Not bad. How you doing?
I'm doing okay. It's snowing out there. You guys been talking about the snow? It's snowing all crazy.
It is. It's the snow show. We're a little snowed in, and we're going to do a little snow show for you. How you doing?
A little snow show. I'm doing great. My wife, she's caught out in the snow in the front yard. She's caught out there. I love it.
What do you mean she's caught out in the snow in the front yard?
She was out by a tree. She knocked into a tree. A whole bunch of snow came down on top of her. And now she's all covered in snow. It's just a head sticking out. I ain't going to go out and get her. I'm not going out and getting you.
Where are you?
I'm not going out there.
It's like a Robert Frost poem.
Where are you, sir?
I'm in Brooklyn.
All right.
What's 571?
Where there's trees.
There ain't no trees in Brooklyn, sir. Come on.
There's tons of trees. You kidding me?
Where?
Where?
All right, so you're saying the big story of the day is the snowstorm. What do you think we're going to get, 12 inches?
Well, I hope so. So it'll cover up a fat face. What? I'm not going out there. I'm not going to get you. Stay out there. She keeps yelling at me. I'm
what is she saying? What is she saying? This is some kind of abuse.
No, I didn't do anything. It was God's hand in this one.
That's a good point.
That is a good point.
She's telling me to come out and get her, grab her, bring her some coffee or something. I'm not doing any of that. I'm enjoying my time in here, fellas. So listening to you guys.
All right. Well, go listen. We'll be here. Give us a call back later if you want.
Tell your friends.
You got it. I love you. Hey, Giggles. Love you.
Love you too, man.
Later, buddy.
All right. See you, Giggles. All right, guys. Love you.
I have no idea who that was.
I have no idea either. What's up, Jailhouse? Joe needs a napkin. He's got pasta sauce on his beard.
I don't know who that was,
so
but I love it.
It was great. Let's give an introduction to Jason. Jason's in studio. You can see him on Ustream. He's the guy with the glasses and the hat over here.
I'm making direct eye contact with the viewer.
There. It's a little delayed, yeah. But it's all right. You're an Eagles fan. Is that right?
I'm a big Eagles fan.
You're from Philly?
No, I'm not. I had a cousin that played for him.
Ah.
Back in the day.
Was he white?
He was a white guy.
Oh, nice.
Surprisingly enough, he's a linebacker.
It's a snowstorm.
It's a snowstorm.
Yeah, we're going to play a little Christmas music for you because this is a Christmas show.
It is.
Yeah, this is a good time Christmas show. Charlie Brown.
Where's your family?
My family right now is in North Carolina.
All right.
Mom and dad down there awaiting my arrival.
Oh, nice. You taking a flight down?
Actually going to drive down.
Really?
Two friends, a dog named Mog, and two cats.
A dog named Mog.
And two cats.
Dog named Mog.
I hope nobody's allergic. That's going to be a terrible ride.
That's a terrible ride.
If you're allergic to cats and dogs.
9 hours.
Man. Wow. Brooklyn, go get your wife. She's outside.
Brooklyn, Brooklyn is giving some abuse.
I don't even understand that call.
You know, there's really nothing I'd rather do on a snowy day than sit around a bunch of a table with a bunch of dudes talking on the radio.
So, what? There was a poker game last night that a lot of people were involved with, but Giggles was not.
No.
Where'd you go last night?
I went to a going away party.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, it was good.
How'd that work out for you?
It was pretty nice. There was some, you know,
yeah,
some ladies there.
Yeah.
You know, of different persuasions. It was good.
What is different persuasions?
I don't know. The ex-girlfriend was there.
Ex-girlfriend, how'd that work out?
Well, pretty well, you know.
What do you mean pretty well? Like, you guys, like, are friends now?
No, we hooked up.
You did hook
up? Yeah, we hooked up.
You hooked up?
No, we didn't hook up.
If Lindsay's listening, give a call. Give us a call. I want to verify things.
She's not listening.
She could be.
Maybe I'll give her a text. Tell her to listen.
646-915-9228. You can check us out at davingiggles.blogspot.com. There you can find all the information.
All the information.
Man, so what's going on?
Headlines. Copenhagen.
Copenhagen. What's going on there?
Emissions.
Yeah, and what about it?
Just they're trying to climb Copenhagen. Copenhagen.
Yeah.
I don't think.
I see that in the back of the cabs and stuff.
Yeah. I don't think.
So what's going on with it?
I don't think anything's going to happen.
Well, something passed today.
They're trying to do this political... well, of course it's political. But they want the countries that have emitted the most to pay a fine. To be like, oh, well, you guys caused this hole in the ozone layer, so you got to pay a fee. And these countries that are, like some countries in Africa that, you know, just... drought and famine and all that other stuff. They're like, why should we have to pay
some money that... We ain't got the money for.
What are your feelings on that? You think the U.S. and China should have to pay back fees on emissions?
Well, the interesting thing is that the U.S. just reached $12 trillion debt mark.
Really?
Yeah. So how are we going to pay for shit?
No. I don't think we can.
No, we're in a severe snowstorm. We're going to need bailout on this. We ain't going to be able to do shit.
Emergency services all over Brooklyn.
All over Brooklyn. And then that poor guy's wife is outside.
I know.
And what is she going to do? She's stuck under...
She's gonna do nothing. Snow. Nothing.
I don't know who that was, but let's move on. 646-915-9228. Give us a call. Let us know what's going on. So, what's going on in the news? What else you got in the news?
We got some weather. We already
it's a snow show.
It's a snow show.
Yeah.
I'm really not prepared for this.
You're not prepared for this at all.
No.
That's really funny. Oh, here's something I want to talk about. So last week on the radio show. You put out a Craigslist post.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you've kept track of our email, but we've gotten some really weird responses.
Can we read some of those emails?
Here's one. I'm looking for a fun guy to chill with. Send me an email if you're a real dude and we can talk and trade pics. Samantha.
Hmm.
Here's another one. What's up? Good looking is here. That's from Ruby. Good morning, pretty woman looking for sex partner. Teresa. You do know her. And here's my favorite. Hello, M. George. I am interested in your love.
Nice. I like that.
What did you put on this Craigslist ad?
Put like a radio show host is looking for true love.
So you
call in. It was good, you know? Hopefully we can... Would you ever go out on a date with... I'll ask this question for Jason. Would you ever go out on a date with a girl from Craigslist? If she sent you a really hot pic and she was like, this is the real deal, this is me, I'm hot.
And I believe that.
And you believed it. Just blindly. Would you go out on it?
Okay, so a hot girl sends me a picture just because it's... Yeah, of course.
Yeah.
I mean, just because it's Craigslist, I wouldn't.
Right. I mean, I've found some cool stuff on Craigslist. A desk, you know?
You're also a big trash collector. Like, you'll go dumpster diving.
Mm-hmm.
So that's... I feel like that's dumpster diving for the internet.
Yeah. It's right there. Yeah. You can just search it right there.
646-915-9228. Are you a dumpster diver, or would you date, or have any good stories of dating on Craigslist?
Yeah, we want to hear your reactions, folks.
Yeah, well, you were telling me last night about some kind of singles thing. What was that?
The singles thing?
That singles website. You were like, does anyone want to go on this website?
Right. Well, I mean, it sounds like a good deal.
What was the deal?
It's free.
Yeah.
One, and you can divide up what you're looking for by your likes and interests. It works like any other dating site. And I've used it for years and years and years.
Any luck?
I got married and then divorced.
So kind of luck and then right. Terrible bad luck.
Right. Well, it's because the site works so good. Once I got married, I couldn't stay away.
Oh, I could see that.
Went back and I kept dating as a married man.
That's going to be a problem.
It
Girls
was.
Don't like that.
It was.
What website was it?
It was 45getyourdateon.com.
Getyourdateon.com. Yeah.
I think getyourdateon.com was taken.
So they had to
put
45.
A 45 in the front.
That's, we should get Mike on that.
What's that? Yeah, I'm down, dude. I'm down
we
for
we got to get you some dating.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, here's the thing. I'm talking to girls now.
Yeah.
And I can tell within, like, 8 seconds, like, if they're really going to interest me.
What do you look for?
Me.
Like a bull rider.
Yeah, like, I got 8 seconds, and that's it.
What do you look for? Like, what is that first 8 seconds?
This girl the other day, she was like, yeah, when we were on tour, we docked in Switzerland.
She was talking about what?
A cruise ship. And I was like, Switzerland's a landlocked country. There's no way your ship docked in Switzerland. You know what I'm saying?
So you just pegged her out right away.
I pegged her out. I was like, listen, I need a girl that's good looking.
I think you need to stay away from girls who do cruises and do,
yeah,
like,
dudes. You know, like massive amounts of dudes and cabins, you know?
Yeah, that's
cruises are a
problem.
Big hotbed. Like, cruises are like petri dishes for STDs, bro.
You've done cruises, haven't you?
No, I've been on a cruise, but I've never worked on a cruise.
That's right.
You know, but hey, this is just in.
All right.
Whiskey hangover worse than vodka, study suggests.
Whiskey hangover worse than vodka?
Yeah. It said the reason might lie in the number of molecules called congeners, which it contains compared to vodka. The Brown University team said, "Wouldn't that be a cool thing to do? Just research, you know, whiskey.
Make up scientific words for what's causing your hangover."
Yeah, right.
All right, we got a call. Caller, you're on the air.
What's happening over there, guys?
Hey, it's our good buddy Johnny the Grizz. What's going on, buddy?
Grizz.
You guys surviving the apocalyptic blizzard of 09?
Apparently. I mean, can we get a weather update?
It was...
Up here is doing nothing.
Yeah, it's
about
doing...
About a quarter of an inch fell over the course of an hour. Now nothing is falling.
Nothing is falling. We got, actually, weather specialist Jason in studio with us, who's going to give us periodic updates of the weather. Jason, let's hear it.
Looking outside, the weather is dictating to me that The flurries have abated for the time being.
Abated.
Yeah.
Perfect word for the abated of snow.
Soon to be back. I'm expecting big flakes tonight.
Big flakes. So, Johnny, what's going on up there in Yonkers?
We're just watching the news reporters. There's a guy on the Weather Channel in Times Square with a floppy, like, bush hat on, his winter bush hat. And it's terrible. We actually have we paused it so we could look and laugh at it every so often.
What is he doing?
He was in Times Square reporting about how there's going to be almost a foot of snow by Sunday, and, you know, we've never had that. I don't know if people are going to survive, if the city will go on. I mean, this could be it. This could be the end of everything as we know it.
Oh, wait. Hold on. This just in. We got a new weather update from Jason.
It's going to be bad, people. It's going to start. The epicenter will be Times Square. Run for your lives.
Take snow route out.
Go get milk, bread, and a fucking car.
Yeah.
And leave.
Get the hell out. Get out of Dodge. Who do you got there with you?
There's always a run on shovel sales when there's storms like this because nobody saves their shovels from last winter.
Why would they? You know?
So you always got to buy a new one.
You do got to buy a new
one. Personally, I blame this all on global warming and that fucking tart Al Gore. It's all his fault.
Yeah. Yeah.
But how could it be his fault if he's just predicting things? It's not like he's causing it.
No, because he's using some kind of weather dominator machine to try to rule the world. That's what I think.
So you're telling me that Al Gore has weather dominating machines that will dictate what's going to happen?
That's correct.
You heard it here first. Okay. Dave and Giggles has predicted Al Gore a demon. Thanks, Chris. Who do you got there with you?
You and the Sash.
You and the Sash, huh? All right, well, you keep listening and give us a call back. Have Sasha give us a call back later as well.
Sounds good, I will.
All right, buddy. Later.
Cheers, guys. Happy show.
All Thanks, right. buddy. That was nice.
That was nice.
You know what's nice about the callers?
Yeah.
Is we actually have a count of who's listening. So right now, we have two people that are for sure listening to our show.
There's people out there listening.
200%
Yeah, that's big.
That's big.
You know, we need to, you know.
If we could just save that woman.
I don't, oh man, that poor woman's probably buried alive by now.
You got someone online who's trying to hit you up.
Oh yeah, where?
Singer X Drama.
Singer X Drama?
Tell her to call in.
I will.
She probably sounds like one of Scrap's friends.
Probably. Give us a call, 646-915-9228. Check us out at daveandgiggles.blogspot.com and email us at daveandgiggles@gmail.com.
Yeah, we're a little dark in here. I'm looking on the.
What do you mean?
I don't know. It's just. Well, you guys are wearing black.
Well, you do have the.
Wait, let's see if this
camera. I just want to point. We're both wearing navy blue.
We are wearing navy blue.
Not black at all.
No, I don't know what he's talking about. And we're not black
or
white.
Oh, that helped a little bit. Yeah.
You know. So.
No confusion.
Wait, this just in: weather report from Jason.
Times Square is gone. Times Square is no longer there. 10,000 tourists just died.
Oh, that's terrible.
Buried in snow.
Buried in snow. You heard it here first, Dave and Giggles.
If anyone can get some coffee down at Times Square, it's their number one request right now.
I love it. What do you got?
So last night I'm walking home from the subway.
From Manhattan.
Yeah, and I'm going to do a new photo assignment, photojournalism.
Okay.
The guys that sell the Christmas trees out. Yeah. Oh, it's great. I love it.
Can't hear Joe, but...
No, he's not on mic.
He's not on mic.
He really doesn't... Well, you know.
Right. He's rocking it, though.
He's doing something else. He's letting people
know. So what are you doing on the way home?
So I'm way home. I'm talking to this guy.
Okay.
And, you know, he just seems like a friendly guy, so I start talking to him for at least 5 minutes. And he's Canadian. And it's a thing that they come down from Canada to sell the Christmas trees because you can make $17,000 in a month, they
say.
And you split the profits, and it's like...
The tree that I got,
yeah,
they said it was from Canada.
Really?
Yep.
Yeah.
This just in, weather report from Jason.
There are no more trees.
Trees are gone.
The trees are gone.
Are done.
So you can make a ton of money.
You can make a ton of money.
Trees. But you have to grow these trees, so you need land. So you got to buy land.
Right.
Then you got to get the trees. You have to grow them. That takes some time.
Oh, yeah.
So, I mean, you could make money, but you're also spending a lot of money and taking a lot of time to do it.
It's true.
You know?
And... Have you seen the looks on their face? It's cold outside.
Oh, it's freezing. I mean, it was 3 in the morning, and this guy's out there.
Selling trees.
Yeah, but I think it was the fact that it was 3 in the morning, and he's out there on Myrtle Avenue, why he wanted to talk to me.
This was in Queens.
This was in Queens, yes.
I asked you if it was in Manhattan. You said yes.
Did I lie to you?
You lied to me.
I'm sorry.
And who steered the conversation toward trees?
Oh, well, it was based, I think, me, because we were around a bunch of trees.
He was like, finally, one guy that I can have a normal human conversation
about trees. That's what I'm around. Yeah. Good point. Good point.
What's up with these trees?
Oh. Mm. So you had a conversation with this poor guy. Now, I'm sure you were drunk.
No.
No?
No.
You don't get drunk, do you?
No, I don't.
You just go and try to pick up poor seducing poor girls.
It's true.
With Brits.
Grits. What was your line the other day? Tell me the story because I wasn't there.
Should we read that? I'll play her.
Yeah, you play her.
Jason is going to play the part of the.
I'm going to set this up.
Yep.
Giggles is at a bar
mm-hmm.
and he's trying to pick up chicks.
You're trying
to pick up chicks.
Not in Williamsburg.
You're trying to talk to chicks.
Yeah, talk to chicks. I don't want
to
pick them up.
Talk to chicks. Okay, so here it is. Here's a scene. Giggles walks up to a girl and says.
Well, that's not the scene. You weren't there.
No, I
wasn't. We were talking.
All right.
And she was doing her coy thing.
Oh,
and,
hey, stop.
Yeah.
Stop.
And she was talking about what she does and blah, 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 blah.
I'm an accountant.
And she's like, what are you going to make me for breakfast?
Can I ask, what's your character? What is the girl's character?
Because she's an accountant.
She's an accountant,
she's
obviously.
She's a coy accountant. And she asked, what would you make me for breakfast?
Oh, I was like, I'd make you something colorful. Like, I make a colorful breakfast, like some tomatoes, some peppers.
She'd be an X-ray tech.
Yeah.
She's an accountant, so we're going to... All right, go ahead.
So anyways...
You're going to make a colorful breakfast.
Colorful breakfast. And she's like, oh, can you throw some grits in there? And I was like, listen, you want your grits in the a.m., you got to earn them in the p.m.
Wow.
Ooh. It was good.
Yeah. Well, how did she react to that?
She was bowled over laughing.
She was bowled over laughing.
Exactly the reaction you want.
Yeah. From a coy girl.
Yeah.
Yeah, but
accountant.
Bring her out of her shell.
I think the best thing to do is to throw them the fastball. You know what I'm saying? When you go out, you know, and you're talking to girls, throw them the fastball.
Throw them the fastball.
They don't need the curveball. They need the fastball. Right. You need to let them know that you're here for one thing only.
I want the ladies to call 646-915-9228. Michael throw you his fastball.
And to clarify, you saying you have to earn it. That was a sexual.
Yes, very sexual.
Right.
Yeah.
Obviously, if she's going to earn her grits in the PM, this is going to be sexual.
Mm. Yeah.
Sure.
Totally.
Sure.
Wow. Residence and
did you go home with anyone?
No.
But everyone was laughing.
But everyone was laughing, bowled over with laughing.
It was a good
laughing.
Time, you know?
Yeah.
I talked to like three or four different sets of girls.
Yeah?
It's not sets. Like, well, girls travel in twos.
Six to eight girls.
It's because you don't stare at them in the eyes. Sets.
Sets of girls. Yeah, it was good.
It's real good.
Real good. You're looking really good, Dave.
You're looking real good.
Looking suave.
Resolve or dissolve, my friend.
I think it's time to dissolve.
That's it. Yeah. Done.
We also got the caption contest for the picture of Giggles shirtless.
Okay, this is going to be. I want Jailhouse Joe to be the decider on who wins a caption contest. I'm going to read you two captions based on Giggles' baby picture on the cover of DaveandGiggles.blogspot.com. Have you seen the picture? You've seen the picture of Giggles holding a baby.
I can show it to you right now.
Yeah. Okay, so the first caption is, which one has the full diaper?
It's good.
All right, we got a call. Real quick, we got a call.
Yeah, it's a woman. It's a woman calling.
I love it. What's your name?
Finally, connection. So what's your deal with the ladies?
What is the deal? Who is calling? What's your name?
Sasha.
Hey, Sasha, what's going on? Yeah, so if you're out at a bar, right, and a guy comes up to you and throws you a quote-unquote fastball at trying to like really get the situation going sexually.
Get you hot.
Does that work, or do you want him to be a little bit more subtle?
If you didn't touch me at all.
You don't want Giggles touching you. No, you don't want that.
Have you seen it?
I punched him in the face and was like, hey, what's up, too?
So you'll punch him in the face?
Yeah.
I think she's waiting.
We're leaving the bar. Flight or flee? Flee or flight?
Flight or flee? Flee. What's going on?
What is that?
I don't know.
That's an emergency weather broadcast.
And what is emergency weather? We're going at you.
It is snowing cats and dogs.
Yes. There is actually about 10... snowflakes falling within the last 60 seconds.
Sasha's our on-call snow. I love it, Sasha. All right, we're going to let you go, and we're going to get back to the caption.
Yeah, guys,
but thanks for calling in.
I hope you find some girls, especially, what's up with your other female caller? I think you had another one stuck on the subway or something.
Oh, yes, well, that was Deb. She got fell down the subway.
Oh, she fell down the subway.
Yeah. Shut up. I could totally hook that shit up.
All right, we'll get you in contact with her, and you'll help her, all right?
I sound like Jersey Shore on your...
A little bit. But later, we're going to do Jersey Shore nicknames, and we're going to plug in Sasha to see what comes up.
All right, it sounds great.
All right, tease for after the break. All right, later.
For sure, okay, we'll keep you up.
I hung up on her.
Yeah, she's terrible. Well, she was just giggling. She was just laughing.
No, she was awesome. I loved her. She was great.
I thought it was Jenny. It sounded like Jenny.
Jenny? Oh, Jen. Yeah, totally. All right. Yeah, she was very enthusiastic. So the first one, again, we're getting back on the caption contest, is which one has the full diaper? And the second one is, it was the sofa's smoothest birth on record. And I'm going to throw this over to Jailhouse Joe. Those are the two we have.
I mean, it sounds like they're both from John Macedo. It sounds like I'm going John against John.
All right, so which one are you going to go with? Which one has the full diaper, or it was the smoothest birth on record?
Those are my only choices?
Those are your choices, top two.
Okay, I'm actually going to have to go with choice one.
Choice one.
The visual. The visual of choice two is just too much for me.
Just too much. So that, again, second week in a row, Deb wins the caption contest.
Wow.
Yeah.
She gets something else from my room.
From your room. Way to go, Deb. Call us if you're listening.
646-915-922. Wait.
Eight.
Eight. Thank you. Thank you, Jason.
You got it.
What's the...
we have complaints about the camera
weather.
Angle.
Weather, really? Snow down.
Yeah, it's cutting our heads off.
Yeah, cutting our heads off.
I'll fix it. Hold on. Yeah.
All right, so in the meantime, we're going to get a snow update from Jason.
Yeah, I'm down here at Coney Island, and this roller coaster just got shut off because there's so much fucking snow on the ground. There's a lot of really disappointed Russian people here. That's it.
That's it, and then that's the end of that. Wow. That was really good. That was really good.
We're traveling to all five boroughs. We have it covered today.
We have it covered. That's Snowstorm 09. Snowstorm 09. Oh, this is something that I found interesting. So walking around, we were there yesterday, Jailhouse, walking around like 34th Street, Rockefeller Center. You know, every year they have the glasses, like the 2009 glasses, the 2000. And then, like, past, I've always been like, what's going to happen when it gets 2010? They're not going to be able to do them anymore.
I think it's going to be a one in between your eyes.
That's what I always thought, too. I actually saw them. They've cheated. They made the numbers bubbles, like bubble numbers, and put the glass within the number. They cheated. It's bogus.
That's bold. If you own a novelty eyeglass manufacturing plant here in New York, I know where you are.
I know where you are.
I'm coming.
He's coming after you.
Gonna take your entire supply.
What are you doing?
I don't know. Joe wanted this camera.
No one can hear you.
Oh.
Oh man.
I don't think this can fix work any better.
Oh man.
This is pretty terrible.
646-915-9228. Give us a call and tell us what's happening with Snowstorm 09 where you are. And if that guy has saved his wife or his wife has ceased to live, give us a call back. We'd like to know what's going on with that.
Yeah, that'll work.
I'm back.
You were talking about studies before, weren't you?
Yeah.
All right. There was a study that came out with the top happiest states in America.
Can we guess?
Yes, of course you could guess.
North Dakota.
Wyoming. That was my guess.
Yeah.
Very similar reasons, yeah. I'm imagining.
Oh, you got like 80 acres.
Yeah.
Both of you are wrong.
Okay. Did we get another guess?
You get another guess. Let's hear it.
California.
North Carolina.
Both of you are wrong. Top five, none of these so far. The first one to get it, the top five happiest states in America, based on a survey that was taken throughout America.
Do they ask people from the state?
Yeah, they called up like every state. Okay. They did a survey of 1.3 million people, and they asked you how happy of a scale of rated from 1 to 10 are you? Okay. And based on that, these five states came out on top.
Hawaii
is number two. Oh.
Okay, ooh, this is like Family Feud.
Yeah, it's like Family Feud. Number two. If you could steal it.
Vermont.
Vermont is not.
Oh, damn it.
I will give you a hint. The a lot of it was based on climate.
Ooh.
So going Florida? To Hawaii. Yeah, Florida is a number three.
Okay, that's good. I'm still in it.
Number one has not climate been. One. Yeah, I think you're going to be really surprised.
New Mexico.
And if you can call in 646-915-9228 and stump these fools and get the number one answer, I will give you something out of Mike's room.
What about Albany?
Albany's not a state. And you're not on microphone. People can't hear you.
Guys, can we talk about Scrap?
We're going to bring him in.
We should bring him in because he's...
Yeah. All right. So I'll tell you this. Guess what was voted last?
Michigan.
Oh, I hate
you
Michigan.
You think Michigan would be top.
Right. Just because of Detroit.
But just because of Detroit. It actually was the state we are in.
New York.
New York has voted the least happiest state.
Oh, the least happiest.
The least happiest
that
state.
Makes sense.
Yeah.
Everybody's angry here.
It's because of the snowstorm 2009.
It's true. All right, I'm going to give you four and five, and I'm going to leave number one open for callers. 646-915-9228. Number five, Arizona.
I said Arizona. No, I said
you did not
New
say
Mexico.
Arizona. We got a caller.
Can I say it?
What do you want to say?
You know what I want to say.
Yes, go ahead.
Caller, you're on the air.
Yes, you are. For sure, it's probably a delayed response, but I can tell you something. The last was Connecticut. I bet you the last was Connecticut. I already heard the story.
The last was New York, but Connecticut was also low on the list.
And Vermont was not on the list.
No, it wasn't. Sasha, can you give me the number one answer for the happiest state in the union?
Yes, I actually do. Alaska.
Alaska is not on the list. Not on the list. All right, so we're going to let you go, and we're going to wait for other people.
All right. Okay, now you got me sweating on this. I need to know number one.
All right, you keep listening.
Who is the third one?
Because we got another caller.
Wait, I got
you
want to
say
name.
It?
Caller, you're on the air. Caller?
Hello.
Hey, buddy.
Who am I speaking to?
This is Dave in Giggles. You're talking to Giggles right now.
Dave and Giggles?
You're on the air. You're live.
Millions.
Hi, this is Ryan Doyle.
Yo, Ryan Doyle, what's happening?
Hey, Ryan, what's going on? You did not win the caption contest, but good try. Keep at it.
Okay, I'll try next time.
Do you know the number one state for happiness?
No, what's that?
But we were hoping you would know. It's a trivia question. But listen, Ryan, what's going on there in the dirty South?
Oh, not much, man. Getting a little cold. I know it's not cold for you guys, but, you know, 60s here in Florida is freezing for me.
It's a little chilly. You need a sweater,
Ryan,
huh?
Ryan, listen to me very carefully. What you're feeling is the early moments of Snowstorm 2009.
Yeah.
You need to go buy milk and bread and a shovel immediately.
He's right. He's right, Ryan, because it could get ugly down there.
We're officially calling it the Snowpocalypse.
Snowpocalypse. It has been upgraded to Snowpocalypse. Can we get a quick update on the snow?
It is still coming down, still burying 10. There are 10 police horses
down
at 59th and Lexington right now.
Caller, you're on the air.
All right, I got a guess for the happiest state.
All right, let's hear it.
Well, my guess would have to be Hawaii.
Hawaii, we already said Hawaii.
Are these people listening?
And it was number two.
Hawaii was number two.
Hawaii was number two.
Oh, who's the geographical genius who said Albany was a state?
Jailhouse Joe.
Want to defend yourself on that?
Well, I got another one. I'm going to say West Dakota.
West Dakota.
So Hawaii was two. It was close. All right, guys.
All right. Later, buddy.
I'm the winner. All right.
Good work.
I
hung up on him.
Be careful.
It's cool. You can call back a little bit. Good work, buddy. All right. So... we'll give it one more try for another call in. We're going to wait and see if 646-915-9228. Next call, if you get it, you get it. If not, I'm telling you what it is. We got a quick snow update on the snowpocalypse. What's going on out there, Jason?
Everything's I'm in Sacramento right now.
Oh, I'm
and
good.
And everything's pretty.
Idaho.
Pretty good.
Idaho. Lots of Mormons out there.
And Jailhouse Joe, who does not have a microphone, said Idaho. And you would be wrong.
Wow.
Yep. Yep.
Nukes.
All right, so we're going to... so we'll wait for the next caller. Yeah. But
I'm going to say Texas.
Texas was not the answer. Not on my list.
They're just so full of themselves.
They are quite full of themselves. They used to be their own They used to be their own country.
State. They keep trying.
They do keep trying. I say get rid of them. I don't want them.
I agree.
Yeah, I don't fucking want them.
Hmm.
What do you got over there, Giggles?
I'm trying to get callers.
Yeah, just do what you got to do.
Yeah, I'm doing what I got to do. You want to take a little two-minute, little musical interlude? A little halftime show?
We got a half hour left in the show.
Yeah, we'll take a little halftime break.
All right, we'll take a little halftime. I'm going to play you guys a little something.
And callers, call back in like 3 minutes if you're listening. Good show.
Bells will be ringing. Sad news.
Well, that's because of Asia.
Oh, what a Christmas. Do you have the blues? My baby's gone. I have no friend. You wish me grin. Once again. Please come home for Christmas. If not for Christmas, by New Year's night, friends and relations.
We got a quick weather update.
It's
on
snowing somewhere. Still.
Send salutations.
Caller, you're on the air.
All right, I pondered long and hard.
All right.
New guest for the happiest state is Louisiana.
Louisiana is correct. Woo! You'll get something out of Mike's room.
It's nice.
And it's going to be dirty.
I thought long and hard about that one.
Yeah, did you think long and hard on that one? Went to Google, asked him.
What's Google?
Way to go, Johnny. Way to go.
That was good. That was nice.
All right, we're going to let you...
I'm Mike's underwear.
That's what I get.
That's what he's going to get.
That's what you're going to get.
All right, so we got Jailhouse Joe in here.
We do have Jailhouse Joe.
And a lot of big things happening with Jailhouse over last week, over the past 7 months.
Yeah.
And you want to fill us in a little bit about
your life?
We're
take a quick call. Caller, you're...
Excuse me. I have my hand up. I've had my left hand up. It's sitting in class here for like 10 minutes.
Yes, you're on the air.
I thought long and hard about this also.
All right.
And I actually would like to debate this issue because I actually believe and know for sure that actually the current state, no, this is serious. Serious about the freaking business. It is
wasted.
Poughkeepsie.
The Princess of Poughkeepsie.
That is the number one state that is happiest.
You are the Princess of Poughkeepsie.
Okay, I gotta go. I
love it. She's like the radio shark.
I know.
She just stops the radio right in its tracks. I love it. All right, so we got Jailhouse Joe in here. And over this past weekend, it was probably the most intense weekend of his life.
Yeah, it was pretty intense.
It was pretty intense. Yeah. What happened, Joe?
Well, I'm going to try to tell it really short.
Sure.
Basically, I filmed a short version of a screenplay that I wrote, and it was intense. It was really intense.
It was like 18-hour shooting days.
Yeah,
for like 4 days straight.
Yeah, I mean, just a little bit of back history on it. Like, over the past 7 months, I put together the screenplay with the help of some friends, and it just sort of snowballed into me wanting to shoot it and direct it, and in order to do so, I wanted to put together a short little pitch film. So, you know, Andy Rath helped out.
Scrap.
He was the assistant director on it, and he really pulled through with amazing work for
He's
me.
He's a good
and,
man. Yeah, scrap was, is scrap is scrappy.
It was like 18-hour days for me for about 5 days, going on 3 hours of sleep and coordinating the biggest thing I've ever coordinated before.
Big stuff.
Yeah.
All right, now what everyone wants to know. In a short sentence, tell me what the movie's about.
That's so hard.
I know.
It's really hard.
I know.
You know, I haven't worked on that like one sentence yet. It's about, you know, it's an honest, raw, emotional look on relationships in New York City. Set on one day, election day last year.
I've read pretty much most of it. I look at it as my interpretation is reality bites for today.
I hate that.
Fair enough.
I absolutely hate that.
Joe doesn't like
it. Joe don't like it. Jailhouse don't like it.
No.
No, it's not like reality bites.
I think it's going to be pretty cool. I think, you know.
I know. So
shot on the, what kind of camera was it shot on?
The red camera.
Yeah, that's big.
So as a whole, how do you think the shooting went?
You know, because of the time and the budget and everything, I mean, there was a lot of compromises. I'm very particular, very demanding. I have a really focused idea of what I want. So, you know, it's not 100%, but that being said, everything looks gorgeous. We have got great footage. There's going to be a lot of hard decisions to be made in the editing room because there's so many
good
takes. Yeah, there's so many good takes. And, you know, the last day of shooting, we got out there at, you know, 7 o'clock in the morning, and, like, I don't know if you've ever seen the sunrise, but there's a moment where the sun peaks over the horizon, and it's about 30 seconds, and you have to be there at that point in time, and we just caught it, and it's like this spiritual moment for the
Very
last
nice.
Day of shooting. It was great.
Wow. Very nice. I mean, we got a great actor in our vicinity. If, like, you do more shooting, can you put Mike in the background? Giggle background?
Sure.
Yeah.
Put a little giggles back there so we're doing something.
All right, I can be a part of that. We'll drop a contract. We'll print one up right now.
So when's going to be the day where we can see this?
Well, I'm hoping for mid to late January we're going to screen it. It's called Avalon. It has, you know, we still actually have a few things to shoot too. So, but yeah, I'm pushing it for mid to late January. We're going to screen it in a few different places around New York City, and, you know, try to get some people interested in it. Maybe some financing. Who knows?
Be nice.
It's going to be interesting. Journey.
So, what was the motivation? Because you're a pretty good photographer. What was to be like? You know, maybe I'll just write a screenplay. You know, was it?
Well, the motivation was that I'd always written. Actually, I just never done anything with it.
646-915-9228.
And Tim and I were Tim. What's his name on here?
Soft Top.
No, it's
Artemis Space
Artemis
Ranger.
Space Ranger.
Space Ranger. we were talking about it one day, and he really enjoyed the idea. So kind of like he
honestly gave me like the confidence to start writing it. And I always wanted to sort of make the transition from photography to directing. They're pretty much, they follow the same basic principles. And in order to do so, I really just wanted to do my own work.
Yeah.
So, you know, this gave me 7 months to think about something and write. And I would lock myself in the room for days and write to just the same song over and over again.
Well, I wish you luck, man.
Thanks.
We're going to keep up on it.
Yeah.
We're going to do big premieres. We're going to do some big stuff.
Real big stuff.
Yeah, all right, so I have one more question for you.
Sure.
What, out of that whole weekend, what was the biggest memory you'll take away from it? It's getting really nice and sappy here.
Yeah.
Bringing it down. What's the biggest memory you'll take away from it?
I mean, like, honestly, it was just the fact that so many people put so much of themselves.
Here's your chance to thank everyone out there. I want you to...
Deep down in your heart, thank everyone. Thank Andy Rath. I mean, he was my number one.
Scrap.
My number one. He's not even listening. He's playing a video game.
That's what he does.
But he
killed a noob.
He
is my number one. And then there's Shiloh Crawford III, who is the amazing DP, director of photography. He had the red camera. His skills are unmatched.
Mm.
Tim Pepper, the main actor. Anissa Lisandrello. Mary Kate Shellhart as two of the other actors. You know, the people who gave me their apartments for a day and let a whole crew stay in there for 18 hours.
Jeez. Bar.
May and Joey and then...
Sutra?
Yeah.
Sutra helped you out a lot.
Too, letting us shoot there for the last day. And also Anna Turcotte, who let us her amazing apartment. So, yeah, I mean, all these people that just really, for nothing, for literally nothing, just believed in the project enough and believed in me and, like, and really came forward. That's what I take away the most from it.
Very nice. Mm. Very nice. That was very sweet. We got a snow spectacular update.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. It is snowing. There are flakes everywhere. I'm trying to keep up counting. 10,004, 10,005,
10,006, 10,007. Well, Joe, I do. You know, we're all behind you here, David Giggles. Thanks for coming in, talking to us about it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So, also in studio, we got Jason, our weatherman. Let's let the audience get to know a little bit about this guy in 30 words or less.
from me or from you?
From
guys?
You.
My name is Jason Curtis. I do improv comedy here in New York City. You can see me at a bunch of different venues around town. But
okay,
mostly,
that's 30.
Okay. You said 30 seconds, not 30 words.
All right, sorry, 30 seconds, 30 seconds. Improv comedy, where can we see you if we want to go out and watch Jason Curtis do his magic?
Yeah, The Creek in Queens, if you don't feel like going to Manhattan, because it's snowing.
It's snowing. Can we get a snow update?
It's snowing.
Can I hear that one more time?
It's snowing. Am I getting it?
That's perfect.
You have all those, like, you know, the monitors looking at, did I hit it at the same inflection every time?
Every time.
Yeah.
Every time.
So if you're looking for voiceover talent.
Right there. So The Creek in Queens.
The Creek in Queens is a great, great little restaurant with a theater inside of it. It's becoming a really cool place to catch improv shows and get some cheap drinks.
Nice.
Over on, Vernon Jackson Avenue on the 7.
Ooh, the 7.
First stop into Queens.
Really?
Manhattan.
All right.
So it's pretty much next door to Grand Central Station.
Okay, I can see that happening.
Well, I can attest that Jason is a funny motherfucker.
Yeah.
You guys.
Funny motherfucker.
We'll put your stuff. We'll put a link to your stuff on our website. We're all about shameless plugs here.
Oh, you got it. And likewise.
Yeah.
Link you guys back.
Yeah. We got about 15 minutes left in the show. 646-915-9228. So what's going on? When are you leaving for Florida?
I don't know, dude. I got to book my flight.
Yeah, you haven't even booked your.
I haven't
flight
even
yet?
Booked my flight. Flights are like $500.
You're gonna be in. When are you coming back?
After the New Year.
So after the New Year is gonna be our next show.
Yeah.
All right, so stay tuned for that, obviously.
Oh, it's going to be big. Yeah. Find out if Dave and Giggles resolve or dissolve.
Probably dissolve, because I really can't stand looking at you much longer.
No, we got to get a studio, dude. We need a studio.
It's true.
We need somebody to design a website for us. It's a shame, like, nobody we know is a website designer.
It's really true.
Yeah.
No, I wouldn't even ask, my friend.
Hey, anyways, what else we got going on?
Set up a Tumblr.
So here's the... Here's the funny story of the day that I saw over, I think it was a couple days ago. So I think it was somewhere down south, like South Carolina or something like that. This kid, 4 years old, his mom was taking a nap. He pops open a beer, 4 years old, starts wandering the street, drinking a beer, getting drunk.
What?
Breaks into his neighbor's house, steals Christmas presents, finds the present that he wants, which was a nice dress, puts it on, starts walking around the street drunk off his ass.
Really?
Yeah. Some kid, 4-year-old kid down south.
Really?
Yeah.
I don't know if I believe that story.
It's a true story. It's all over the place.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right. Let's. What's happening in entertainment news? Oh, Avatar. Big, you guys see Avatar.
We did see Avatar.
Movie review.
In five words or less, Jason, give me your estimation.
It had pretty colors.
Yeah.
Four words.
Four words. You didn't even need the fifth one.
Jailhouse. Five words. Avatar.
5 words or less?
Yeah.
Blue people.
That's two.
Two words. That's all you need. Blue people.
Blue people. Do you think it was worth the hype?
I'll tell you, it was long.
Yeah?
It was real long. It's like a good 3.5 hours of your life.
Yeah.
But it was pretty as fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a shame. My email and my phone wasn't working when you guys sent that invite out to let me know about the...
Well,
you
weren't invited originally.
No? You weren't invited. You were not invited.
That's great. Thanks, guys.
I actually called Dave and Andy.
Yeah.
Yeah, he said, not me. Don't invite Giggles, whatever you do.
The email I got from Jailhouse was like, that shit's probably sold out, but you can look for it. I was like, oh, all right, thanks.
No, we actually we knew it was sold out before we sent that off.
All right, I can see that happening. Caller, you're on the air.
No, there's no caller. 646-915-9228. So, I don't know, did I mention this last week? There's the military is working on putting money into replacing toothpaste and toothbrushes with gum.
Really?
Yeah. It's mostly for soldiers.
Yeah.
But would you... All right, so you get this gum. You could chew on it for a while. That is now your teeth cleaning.
My teeth brush. Well, I haven't even brushed my teeth today.
Yeah, you don't brush
5 o'clock,
teeth.
So...
This is the way you've got no girls to feed grits to in the morning.
That's true. You make a good point.
Yeah. Spectacular snow outside is...
coming down.
There it is. 916-465-9228.
I hate that it gets dark so early.
It
just pisses me off.
What are you going to do, though?
Me off.
What do you got over there?
Twilight.
What about
Oh, Lil Wayne. Rapper Lil Wayne and 11 people who were traveling with him were briefly held by U.S. Border Patrol officers after marijuana was found on his tour bus.
No.
I know. No, really.
That always shocks me so much.
It does.
When they find marijuana on his with rappers. I'm just like, what?
Why?
What?
How are they doing this?
It's crazy.
It really
takes my world down. And when they find out that football players do steroids, that gets me too.
Yeah.
So I'm just like, there's no way these guys are.
These are your idols.
That huge.
What?
You know?
I know.
That's
shocking.
I saw this fat lady the other day.
Yeah.
Turns out she eats cake.
And she loves it, doesn't she?
She loves cake.
Holy loves it.
Holy shit! All right, check this out. All Shane right. Sparks arrested and charged with child molestation.
Who's Shane Sparks?
He's America's Best Dance Crew judge and the ex So You Think You Can Dance choreographer.
So what was he charged with?
8 counts of child molestation after the LA police placed him into custody.
Wait, they had him in custody and he molested 8 kids?
While in custody, molested 8 kids. We really let him get away from us.
It's terrible. There's really, you know, I don't like reading the news.
The world is falling apart.
It is.
It's falling apart. There is no hope. I say everyone flee to the mountains.
If you're, this is our maybe could be our last topic. But as an Armageddon place, what do you guys what are you going to do when Armageddon hits? What's your plan?
Well, on a quick side note, about that, 2029 is going to be the closest asteroid to us.
Really?
They're suspecting that it's going to be only 18,000 miles away from us, and there's like 1 in 250,000 chance that it's going to hit us.
Really?
That's going to wipe us out.
Yeah, there's this show coming on the TV about something like a huge asteroid that's coming at us. Maybe that's the one you're talking
that's
about.
Probably, well, that's a TV show.
Yeah.
That's a little different.
That's 20 years from now.
Where would you want to be if the end of the world came? Where would you want to be? Jason, I'm going to throw it over to you. Obviously, New York City's not the answer.
No.
No, it would be a hell. It would be a mad. I think... Wyoming,
where there's like a couple thousand people,
right? Or actually, you know, I'm going to take that
Louisiana, the happiest state in the union.
That is definitely a beat and some crawdaddies
crawdaddies
going. Oh, not again! Not again!
Not again, Louisiana.
So if you got the red light went on in your house, the apocalyptic light that
which
said,
I have,
which you do have, that said you have 10 minutes to gather everything that you are going to take. What are you going to take?
Nothing, because it's the end of the fucking world. So I would probably take my lover's hand in my own.
Oh, that's nice.
Jailhouse.
And run outside and fuck until the lights go out.
This is Mary. You're going to take Mary from upstairs, your landlord?
Well, at the time, she's the closest vagina to me. To
what happened this morning with your landlord upstairs?
This morning, well, like we said, we played poker till pretty late last night.
Right.
And did some whiskey hangover research.
A lot of whiskey hangover research.
So the doorbell rang this morning, and Mary...
What time was it?
It was 10 o'clock, so it was...
Which is early for what time passed out.
So the doorbell rang, and I went out there and found that Mary told me a story that her toilet was clogged and her phone wasn't working. These things are related in that she was trying to call the plumber.
Did she get upset?
She started to cry.
Oh, no. How old is this woman?
She is 88 years
88
old.
Years old. I just like to say 88 years young.
Right.
Yeah.
Bless her heart.
Bless her heart.
She's really, really sweet sometimes.
So you have this 88-year-old woman crying to you. What do you do?
She had prepared a slip of paper with the plumber's phone number. So I said, I'll call him, and I closed the door.
And on her face?
Not on her face, but it was about time. Like, if you don't close the door on her, she keeps talking.
Uh-huh.
So it's just something that we learned to do.
You got to just shut her out.
So I went inside and I called Mario, the plumber, who was not home. His sister was.
Oh.
She did not understand.
Maria?
I didn't catch her name. but I was supposed to call back later, but Mary came back and rang the doorbell again and asked me to go downstairs to get her nephew.
Okay.
Who lives on the first floor.
Okay, and the nephew's an understatement. He's how old?
He is, I'm guessing, 65.
65-year-old nephew.
He looks Medicare eligible.
Right. Mm.
He looks like Bob Ross's...
Bob Ross's...
sibling.
Oh, okay.
I could see that happening.
Bob Ross the painter.
So he's got big hair?
Yeah.
That's nice.
No, he has it, like, laid back. You know how, like, out, like... Weird Al Yankovic used to wear his hair
like a big fro.
Yeah, and like now he's got it pulled back.
Oh, okay.
That's what he looks like. He looks like an old hippie.
An old hippie. Yeah. He's got some hair, but he likes to keep it tucked under.
Oh, this is terrible. This is just terrible. I hate MTV.
All right,
personally.
Let's hear it.
All right, so I'm waiting for my my thing to load here. This is terrible.
What was the outcome with Mary, your neighbor?
I heard the toilet flush shortly after Ozzy went upstairs. So
very nice.
That was taken care of, and I got a call from her son, who lives in Jersey, on her way over here.
How did you get responsible for all this stuff?
Well, a couple weeks ago, she broke her hip, and Joe saved her life.
Right. I remember.
So I took over kind of the customer service role, which is now she's home, and her family needs to get in touch with her, and she can't.
So you're just home.
I'm home a lot. I work at home. Anytime they need her or need a favor, we make ourselves eligible.
Don't do that. What are you doing? Make noises into the... You just want to get attention? Is that what you want?
That's the sound of fucking snow, because it is still snowing.
There's your live raid on the snow.
Bed-Stuy, Brooklyn, y'all. It is snowing. Cocaine from the sky.
This just in, we got a call from Florida, and they're going to give us the weather down there.
My bathroom is broken, and the snow will not stop coming into my house, but I'm fairly certain I'm still in the third happiest state in the union.
We just got a call from Texas. They're talking about the snow down there.
Snow turned around, went back where it came from. Fuck the snow. Snow can't fuck with Texas.
We just got a call in from Wyoming. They're talking about this. Or actually, no, I'm sorry, Minnesota.
It is freezing cold up here, and Prince is moving.
Perfect. Thank you, callers. And what do you have over there for MTV?
Jersey Shore stars Snooki and The Situation on their crazy fame.
The Situation.
The cast of MTV's hit Jersey Shore, which includes Breakout. Okay.
Well, that is bullshit. Can we rip on Jersey Shore for like a minute?
Terrible.
Sure.
Take the microphone if you want to rip on it.
Rip it.
That fucking stupid piece of Goomba trash needs to get off the fucking... Destroy that shit. It's so stupid. If you watch it, you're stupid. If you're on it, if you are on Jersey Shore, call in right now so we can tear you a new asshole. You suck.
That's interesting.
When I saw Snooki get punched in the face by that gym teacher from Queens, I was I don't like physical violence towards women, but she is not a woman. She
what is she?
She is
Snooki. Her nickname is
Snooki. She likes big Guido guys.
She likes the situation
with badass tans who are totally physically adept.
That's the guys that she wants.
Right.
Those Jager are the bombs.
When she got punched in the face, it was like watching Hitler get punched in the face. And that it was awesome and redeeming.
The funny thing, I think I mentioned this last week, I don't remember, but the situation, his real name is Mike Sorrentino. I used to work with a guy, Mike Sorrentino, so he's been getting calls to do interviews. And he's like, listen, I'm not this? The situation. I want him to do them. Yeah. I think it would be fantastic. We should get him on here and just say he's the situation. Yep. We could call him. We got a couple minutes left in the show. Maybe next week. Unbelievable. But I mean, here we are talking about it. So it really does get the respect that it deserves. Even though Joe hates it and wants everyone to die on it.
I don't want them to die. It's so stupid. It's so stupid that we're actually entertained by this. Like, is it like a Jerry Springer thing where we're entertained by the...
I think we just want to laugh at them. We don't want to laugh with them. We want to laugh at them.
There's actually a clan of, like, you know, tanning blowout wearers that are just, like, all about it. You know, and they're like, yeah, let's do some Jager bombs and watch Jersey Shore.
No, I was talking about tanning.
Oh, tanning. Yeah. Yeah, it's true. I mean, I think all of them have the mental capacity of, like, a fourth grader.
I think reality TV show producers are just like, what kind of idiots can we put on camera and have people laugh at them?
I would rather watch a reality show of like functionally retarded people than these
aren't,
guys.
Isn't that what they are?
It would be more heartwarming. One, it would be closer to the Christmas spirit, which is where Jersey Shore.
Yeah,
it was the timing of it hitting MTV, as opposed to these people who, I don't know. I watched an episode.
And how'd you feel about it?
I felt horrible in the middle.
I got through 20 minutes of an episode, and that was about as much as I could do.
What are your feelings on Steven Seagal Lawman? Have you watched that yet?
That's a badass motherfucker.
You like that show?
Steven Seagal?
Yeah. Have you seen his show, though?
I have not seen the show.
If you think Jersey Shore is bad.
19 seconds. We got a minute left in the show. She's telling us.
She said 19 seconds.
19 seconds?
She's a good producer.
90 seconds.
Oh, okay.
We'll talk about Steven Seagal next time because you keep mentioning this and you want to talk about it. You're very excited about Steven Seagal. It looks really good, though.
I'm really excited about Alaska State Troopers. That's my new show right now. It's my
Alaska
new jam.
Alaska State Troopers. You're going to be heading south soon.
Hopefully.
You'll be missed, buddy.
You'll be missed, too.
You look good.
You look real good. Good show. Hey, Jailhouse and Jason. And if that girl doesn't stop shutting up, just listen. She's cutting in on our radio. Dave,
what, buddy?
Just want to say thanks, Scrap. He was present.
Scrap was present, but never really talks. He's a quiet type.
Yeah, he was here.
Just shot another noob.
Yeah, he'll do that all day long. Can we get another snow update?
It stopped snowing.
Ah,
we're all safe.
Well, that's the end of the snow. What did we call it? What was the
snowpocalypse
is over. Go back to your daily lives.
Find your loved ones.
Nothing to see here anymore.
I just got
this just in.
The woman is back inside. She escaped the tree.
Oh, good. Thank God.
Woo.
Thank God she's safe. That really is the mystery caller of the day.
Yeah, I don't know who.
10 seconds.
10 seconds. Yeah. All right. Well, we're going to bid you a day.
Uh-huh.
Later.
Later.
That's the end of this awful show, the Dave and Giggle Show.